Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme on Vishwakarma Jayanti tomorrow in New Delhi. In a major boost to Atmanirbhar Bharat, government approves defence acquisition worth 45,000 crore rupees from domestic vendors. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists killed in Kokarnag, Anantnag operation. Encounter still underway. Kerala steps up measures to check spread of Nipah virus infections as positive cases rise to four. Neighbouring states also on alert. Union Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya to lead pledge for organ donation under Ayushman Bhava campaign in Agra today, also to inaugurate several health facilities. And in cricket, India to clash with Sri Lanka in Asia Cup final tomorrow at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the PM Vishwakarma scheme on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti tomorrow at India International Convention and Expo Centre in New Delhi. The aim of the scheme is to not only support the artisans and craftspeople of rural and urban areas across the country financially, but also to keep the age-old tradition, culture and diverse heritage alive and flourishing through local products, art and crafts. It has been the sustained focus of the Prime Minister to give support to the people engaged in traditional crafts. The prime focus of the scheme, which covers 18 traditional crafts, is to improve the quality as well as the reach of products and services and to ensure that they are integrated with the domestic and global value chains. It aims to strengthen and nurture the Guru Shishya Parampara or family-based practice of traditional skills by Vishwakarmas working with their hands and tools. The scheme will be fully funded by the centre with an outlay of 13,000 crore rupees and under it, the Vishwakarmas will be registered free of charge through common service centres using the biometric-based PM Vishwakarma portal. Earlier, Mr. Modi had mentioned the scheme and its importance in his Man Ki Baat at Akashvani.
इस विश्वकर्मा जयंती पर हम करीब 13-15 हजार करोड़ रुपया से जो परंपरागत कौशल्य से रहने वाले लोग जो औजार से और अपने हाथ से काम करने वाला वर्ग है ज्यादातर ओबीसी समुदाय से हमारे सुथार हो हमारे सोनार हो हमारे राजमिस्त्री हो हमारे कपड़े धोने वाले काम करने वाले लोग हो हमारे बाल काटने वाले भाई परिवार हो ऐसे लोगों को एक नई ताकत देने के लिए हम विश्वकर्मा जयंती पर विश्वकर्मा योजना लॉन्च करेंगे और करीब 13-15 हजार करोड़ से उसका प्रारंभ करेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate Phase 1 of India International Convention and Expo Centre called Yashobhumi at Dwarka to the nation in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also inaugurate the extension of the Delhi Airport Metro Express line from Dwarka Sector 21 to a new metro station at Dwarka Sector 25. Mr. Modi's vision of having a world-class infrastructure for hosting meetings, conferences and exhibitions will be strengthened with the Yashobhumi. It will find its place among the world's largest meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions facilities with a total project area of over 8.9 lakh square meters and a total built-up area of more than 1.8 lakh square meters. The Defence Acquisition Council, or DAC, has accorded the acceptance of necessity for 9 capital acquisition proposals of approximately 45,000 crore rupees. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today. All these procurements will be made from Indian vendors, which will give a substantial boost to the Indian defence industry towards achieving the goal of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The DAC accorded the acceptance of necessity for procurement of light armoured multipurpose vehicles and integrated surveillance and targeting system. It cleared the acceptance of necessity for procurement of high mobility vehicle gun towing vehicles for swift mobilisation and deployment of artillery guns and radars. It also approved the procurement of next-generation survey vessels for the Indian Navy, which will greatly enhance its capabilities in performing hydrographic operations. The procurement of Dhruvastra short-range air-to-surface missile as a potent indigenous precision-guided weapon for indigenously built ALH Mark IV helicopters has been cleared. The acceptance of necessity for procurement of 12 Sukhoi 30 Mark I aircraft with associated equipment from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited was also accorded. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists are killed in the ongoing Kokar Nag operation today. The Indian Army is using drones to target hiding terrorists in a natural cave in the mountains of Gardoli forests in the Kokar Nag area of Anantnag district. The terrorist hideout was bombed by the army. After the explosion, terrorists tried to escape from the spot. However, the drone crew alerted the troops, who launched fire on the terrorists. Further details are awaited. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Bihar today. He will address a public meeting at Lalit Gram Karpuri Stadium in Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district this afternoon. After the public meeting, Mr. Shah will visit Araria. He will participate in a program related to the inauguration of buildings for SSB and Border Security Forces at Integrated Checkpost Jogbani in the Araria district. Mr. Shah will inaugurate the newly built camp office of the 52nd Battalion of SSB at Bathnaha via video conference. He will also inaugurate the residential colony for Border Guard forces and officials near Integrated Checkpost Jogbani. In view of the visit of the Union Home Minister, elaborate security arrangements have been made in Jhanjharpur and Jogbani. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Kerala, one more person has turned Nipah positive in Kozhikode. With this, the number of active Nipah positive cases has risen to 4. To check the spread of the virus, 1,080 persons have been included in the contact list of Nipah-infected patients in Kozhikode so far, of which 297 are in the high-risk category. 29 persons are from neighbouring districts. Officials said that those in the contact list are kept in isolation and their body fluids have been sent for testing. Health workers covered more than 15,000 houses in the district so far as part of their field survey. Authorities in neighbouring Tamil Nadu and Karnataka have stepped up vigil on vehicles and passengers from Kerala at border checkpoints. More from our Kochi correspondent.
With a Cheruvannur resident testing positive for Nipah virus yesterday, the Kozhikode district collector has declared a 5-kilometer area around the infected person's residence as containment zone. Following this, the authorities have imposed strict perimeter control in 7 municipal wards of the Kozhikode Corporation and in the entire Farooq municipality. Barricades have been put up to limit access to these areas. State Health Minister Veena George, who held a high-level meeting yesterday, asked private hospitals where Nipah patients are undergoing treatment to form medical boards and submit daily reports to the government. Meanwhile, the district authorities have directed all educational institutions to hold classes online till the 24th of this month. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Union Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will lead the pledge for organ donation under the Ayushman Bhava campaign at Agra, Uttar Pradesh today. Around 10,000 people are expected to take the pledge to donate organs in Agra. The Ayushman Bhava campaign, inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu on Wednesday, aims to provide saturation coverage of healthcare services reaching every village and town in the country. Talking to Akashwani News Union Minister of Health, S.P. Singh Baghel said the organ donation rate in India is below 1% out of the 10 lakh population. Mr. Baghel said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had mentioned organ donation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani and was inspired to organize this organ donation pledge event.
प्रधानमंत्री जी के मन की बात के एक एपिसोड में अंगदान का उल्लेख करने पर मुझे प्रेरणा मिली और जब स्वास्थ्य विभाग का मंत्री बना जो नेशनल ऑर्गन एंड टिश्यू ट्रांसप्लांट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है हमारे देश में 10 लाख में 0.7 है वहीं पर स्पेन में 10 लाख में 47 लोग करते हैं तो 46 गुना जो कोई देश हमसे ऊपर हो जिस देश में 1.5 लाख लोग एक्सीडेंट से मर जाते हों 5 लाख लोग किडनी की प्रतीक्षा कर रहे हैं 50,000 लोग हार्ट ट्रांसप्लांट की प्रतीक्षा कर रहे हैं ऐसे में यदि हम देहदान अंगदान करते हैं तो अपने मरने के बाद भी 8 लोगों को हम जीवन दे सकते हैं.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
The government has taken several steps towards increasing organ donations in the country. In 2013, around 5,000 people came forward to donate their organs, which has now increased to over 15,000 organ donors annually. However, the country is still facing a huge gap between the number of patients requiring transplantation and the number of people who donate their organs after death. A person after his death can give new life to up to 8 people by donating vital organs like kidney, liver, lung, heart, and cornea. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Agra.
During the program, Health Minister Dr. Mandviya will inaugurate a super speciality block at Sarojini Naidu Medical College, Agra, and an organ donation registry. He will also lay the foundation stone for 23 integrated public health labs and 87 block public health units. The Gujarat Assembly yesterday passed the Gujarat Local Authorities Laws Amendment Bill amid the opposition walkout, paving the way for 27% reservation for other backward classes in local self-government bodies. Presenting the bill in the Assembly, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Hrushikesh Patel said the bill has been introduced to amend the reservation quota to OBC community from the current 10% to 27% in the total seats and posts in local self-government bodies, including Gram Panchayat, Taluka Panchayat, Zilla Panchayat, Municipality and Municipal Corporation. The minister said the reservation will be given within the maximum limit of 50% set by the Supreme Court. To mark the 73rd birthday celebrations of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Gujarat Yoga Board is organizing a two-day yoga shivers at 73 different locations across the state from today. Talking to Akashwani Chairman of Gujarat Yoga Board, Shishpal Rajput said nearly 73,000 yoga sadhaks will participate in the shivers, which are being organized to wish a long life to the Prime Minister through yoga.
पूरे गुजरात को योग में बनाने के लिए घर घर तक योग को पहुंचाने के लिए देश के प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के जन्मदिवस के अवसर पर विशेष रूप से हम 16 और 17 तारीख को पूरे गुजरात भर में 73 लोकेशन पर 73,000 योग साधकों के साथ 7,30,000 सूर्य नमस्कार करके और सभी लोगों तक घरों तक योग का मैसेज पहुंचे उसके लिए गुजरात राज्य योग बोर्ड प्रयत्न कर रहा है। योग एक ऐसी शक्ति है कि योग करने से व्यक्ति को स्वास्थ्य भी मिलता है, योग करने से पावर भी बढ़ता है, योग करने से इम्यूनिटी भी बढ़ती है।
In Punjab, Pehla Prakash Guru Parv of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is being observed today. On this occasion, Sangat is coming from all parts of the country and abroad at Sri Darbar Sahib in Amritsar since early morning and bowing before Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji with full devotion. In Asia Cup ODI cricket, Bangladesh defeated India by 6 runs in a thrilling encounter in the last Super Fours match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. Chasing a target of 266 runs for victory, India were all out for 259 in 49.5 overs. India and Sri Lanka have already qualified for the final, which will be played tomorrow at the same venue. The match will begin at 3 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Prashant.
Thank you, Anuja. The Hindustan Times on its front page cites the recommendations of a Rajasthan government committee for coaching institutes in Kota to fight the spate of suicides among students. The paper writes, age bar refunds likely steps to stem Kota student suicides. Another headline in the Hindustan Times writes, India puts FTA talks with Canada on hold over subversive moves. TikTok fined $368 million in Europe for not protecting kids' data privacy, reports the Asian Age. To replace Cable TV Networks Act and to also cover OTT, DTH and IPTV, Information and Broadcasting Ministry working on new broadcasting services bill, states the Economic Times. And finally, the Tribune states, scientists have analyzed the data from India's first lunar mission in 2008, Chandrayaan-1, linking the high-energy electrons from the Earth, forming water on the moon. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Prashant. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme on Vishwakarma Jayanti tomorrow in New Delhi. In a major boost to Atmanirbhar Bharat, government approves defence acquisition worth 45,000 crore rupees from domestic vendors. In Jammu and Kashmir, Kokarnag, Anantnag and